The police administration has been explaining the rationale behind asking personnel of the MTTD to concentrate on its core function. Speaking on the unique breakfast drive, the Deputy Director of Public Affairs of the service, DSP Freeman Tete, said the directive was an internal memo and not for public consumption. According to him, said directives are sent out often as a form of varying policing strategy. DSP Freeman Tete indicated that in spite of the directive, which has restricted the MTTD from some activities, lawlessness will not be tolerated on the roads.
It's an internal communication tool. We call it a stigma that was originated and created within all the police establishment. It's not supposed to be an outside document, but unfortunately, find it to be out. That's so that we are obliged to respond to it because it's of interest to the public. It happens periodically. These reminders and these warnings are occasionally. So this is not the first time, actually. Even though the public is saying that it was a similar thing came out in 2012, that was an election year. But let me put on record that it is not only election years that circulars do come out. Normal time, especially when it's getting to Christmas.
And what's the reason behind such decisions?
The reason is that there are core responsibilities of the motor traffic unit. And these are traffic management and the entire enforcement of the road traffic. That is basically what they have to do. But sometimes, some traffic situations, we have to take away some of this and make sure that the police traffic unit concentrates on it, prioritize those duties. So one major motor traffic and road transport unit is traffic management. So that is why they have decided that henceforth there wouldn't be motor check. A motor check is basically checking roadworthy, checking licenses, checking the insurance. These are occasional operational exercises conducted by the and then we also have the highway patrol. The called to prevent is to ensure that there wouldn't be trafficking of weapons and drugs and also human trafficking. We affect violent crimes and narcotic offense. But sometimes they add motor traffic to it. So the administration is just advising or warning them to concentrate on their call. Notwithstanding this warning or this notice, the police will continue to enforce the laws of the country, especially the motor traffic act. So when you jam traffic, when you commit other traffic offenses, you will still find yourself at the wrong side of the law. So it's not a waiver for people to jam red lights. It's not a waiver for people to drive recklessly. They will still be there to ensure that culprits are arrested. The police are not supposed to stop you and check your license. But if you commit a traffic offense, obviously, the first thing they have to do is to ensure that you are a qualified driver, a licensed driver. You have all the documentation valid. But they will not on their own go and start checking.
Deputy Director of Public Affairs of the Police Service, DSP Freeman Tete.